T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, millions of Americans on the march this weekend. No Kings protests are taking place all across the country today. Thousands of rallies and a show of opposition to what they call President Trump's authoritarian power grab. Several of the biggest No Kings events taking place right here in the five boroughs today, including one in Times Square.
This No Kings protest surpassing turnout expectations this time around. Matthew Cavalletto, a part of their logistics team.
What I can tell you, the fact that we're filling 7th Avenue, we have over 100,000 people here today.
And they're marching, chanting, and holding signs to spread awareness. Margaret and Tim Sine have
12 different to-do list items for a dictator, and Trump has violated absolutely all of them. Imposing illegal tariffs, invading American cities.
I don't know how much time we have left. You never know when you have no way of even protesting anymore.
And some folks here say they're fearful for the future of this country. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
And No Kings events were planned in all five boroughs today, including another large one happening this afternoon in Brooklyn.
No Kings!
Marchers chanted while moving down Prospect Park West and continued after arriving here at Bartle Pritchard Square.
Kings!
Karen Craze came up here from West Bryan, Staten Island, because she says she's frustrated with President Trump.
Oh, we have a president that's defying the Constitution, breaking laws.
Organizer Denny Newman says this is about democracy.
And a democracy is due process. We do not want a king. We want democracy.
The White House reaction to the marches when I reached out was brief. Spokesperson Abigail Jackson wrote back saying, quote, who cares? But people here say,
well, they're going to find out today who cares. The people care.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Well, a big No Kings Day protest held back in June wasn't as extensively organized as today, but still drew more than 5 million people in all 50 states. Now, Republicans have dismissed the No Kings protesters as, quote, communists and Marxists. And in an interview yesterday on Fox News, President Trump insisted he is not a king. Rallies are taking place this afternoon near the president's Florida Club Mar-a-Lago, where he's hosting a $1 million a person political fundraiser today.
Work all night on a drink of rum.
Well, Broadway actors have reached a tentative deal with producers, averting a possible strike. Details of the three-year deal were not disclosed, but the union had been seeking higher wages and greater health benefits. The Actors Equity Association's contract expired September 28th, and members still need to ratify the agreement. Broadway musicians have not reached a deal and are threatening to strike themselves. Members of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 802, have been working without a contract since the end of August. The union says it's thankful the actors have reached a deal and that everything is on the table as it continues to negotiate for a fair contract of its own. A 19-year-old Rutgers student now in critical condition after what may have been a hazing incident inside the Alpha Sigma Phi fraternity house this week. The Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office says police rushed to the building on College Avenue in New Brunswick a little after midnight Wednesday and found an unresponsive teenager. This student witnessed all the activity.
There was like five cop cars, like all around this place. And there's two ambulances, two stretchers going in and out of the house.
Now, reports say the victim may have suffered a serious burn injury after coming into contact with electricity. Police have not yet confirmed this was a hazing incident. The national chapter of Alpha Sigma Phi has suspended the chapter and is conducting its own investigation, warning that it will close the chapter if hazing is confirmed. Well, he was sentenced to 7 years behind bars after admitting to charges like identity theft and embezzling from his own campaign donors. But former politician George Santos is a free man again already after President Trump commuted his sentence. And President Trump has posted on social media that Santos was being held in solitary confinement for long stretches of his 3 months behind bars and, quote, was horribly mistreated. Robert Zimmerman is the Democrat who lost to Santos. He tells 1010 Wins this commutation sends the wrong message.
Freeing George Santos from the crimes he admitted to, from the frauds that he tried to conceal, is much bigger than Democratic or Republican politics. It's about respect for the rule of law, standing up for law and order.
Long Island Congressman Andrew Garbarino is a Republican like Santos and sits on the House Ethics Committee. He's released a statement saying Santos serving only a few months of a 7-year sentence is not justice. Another Long Island Republican, Congressman Nick LaLota, says much the same, adding that the crimes committed by Santos warrant more than just 3 years behind bars. Well, Andrew Cuomo admits it will be very hard for him to beat frontrunner Zoran Mamdani in the New York City mayor's race if Republican candidate Curtis Sliwa doesn't drop out. The former governor is running as an independent, and polls indicate he'll need support from Republican voters to beat Mamdani. Cuomo stopped by Fox News this morning to make his case.
To Republicans, I say, you're New Yorkers. We're all New Yorkers. And this is about the future of New York and saving New York City. And the only alternative is Zoran Mamdani. Curtis Sliwa is not an alternative. He is not a viable candidate. You vote for Curtis, you may as well vote for Zoran Mamdani directly.
And Cuomo says the math is simple. If Sliwa drops out, Mamdani loses and Cuomo wins. Early voting begins just 1 week from today. 1010 Wins has been doing live one-on-one interviews with all the candidates, and it's Cuomo's turn on Monday. He'll sit down with our own Susan Richard at 10:30 a.m., and you can hear it live on all the 1010 Wins social media feeds. A memorial tribute this afternoon on Staten Island in honor of the 176 FDNY members lost to post-9/11 illnesses. Their names are being added to a plaque that will become part of the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Emmitsburg, Maryland. The ceremony, hosted by the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation along with the FDNY. The names of these firefighters had previously been added to the FDNY Memorial at the World Trade Center, but had not yet been added to the National Memorial. Well, the FDNY is hosting a citywide open house event this weekend. More than 200 firehouses opening their doors to the public to share fire safety tips, discuss careers with the department, and give away goodies for the kids. Community members can also register for free smoke and CO alarm installations. The hours for each location are listed on the FDNY's interactive map.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.